40. Paul's shipwreck. Paul was a prisoner being taken to Rome by ship, guarded by a Roman centurion named Julius. There were 276 people on board, soldiers, sailors, prisoners, and passengers, and they were carrying a load of grain across the Mediterranean Sea. Paul warned them not to sail. It was late in the year, the season when storms come fast and hard. "Men," Paul said, "I can see that this voyage is going to be disastrous." But the captain and the ship's owner wanted to keep going, and the centurion listened to them instead of Paul. They sailed, and the storm came. A violent wind caught the ship and drove it. They couldn't steer. They couldn't see the sun by day or the stars by night. They threw the cargo overboard to lighten the ship. They threw the ship's tackle overboard. Day after day, the storm battered them, and they had no idea where they were. The Bible says it plainly. All hope was given up. That's when Paul stood up. He said, "Men, you should have listened to me. But take courage. Not one of you will lose your life. Only the ship will be lost. Last night, an angel of the God I serve stood beside me and said, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar. God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. So keep up your courage, men. I believe God. It will happen exactly as I was told.'" For 14 days, the storm raged. 14 days with no sun, no stars, no food, no idea where they were. On the 14th night, the sailors sensed they were nearing land. They took soundings, 120 feet, then 90. The bottom was rising fast. They dropped 4 anchors from the stern and waited for daylight. When dawn came, they saw a bay with a beach. They cut the anchors, raised a sail, and made for shore. The ship hit a sandbar and stuck fast. The bow jammed in and wouldn't move. Waves started breaking the stern apart. The soldiers wanted to kill the prisoners so none would escape, but Julius the centurion, wanting to save Paul, stopped them. He ordered everyone who could swim to jump overboard and swim for it. The rest grabbed planks and pieces of the ship and held on. Every single person made it to shore. All 276. The ship was breaking apart. Everyone had given up. But God had told Paul that every person on board would survive, and Paul believed him. He stood up and said so, out loud, to everyone. Then he broke bread and ate, because he trusted the promise even though the waves were still crashing. Courage in a crisis isn't pretending the storm isn't real. It's trusting God when the storm says he's wrong. Acts 27.